the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The parents of St. Rita of Cascia were Patrii de Jesu Christo, meaning peacemakers of Jesus Christ, very honorable people who lived together with great peace and tranquility, with purity and sincerity of spirit. After the birth of St. Rita, wanting to baptize her, they did not know what name to give her, and they had the vision that the will of God was to call her Rita. One of those days, when St. Rita was in her cradle, she was visited many times by some white bees, which entered and left her mouth. Her parents, seeing themselves full of years and with serious illnesses, wanted to marry her at the age of 12, but she replied that her husband was Jesus Christ, and that she wanted to be a religious and enter a monastery to have a greater opportunity to serve God. Seeing the great desire of her parents, she consented against her will to have a husband, and she was married to a violent husband who was terrifying when they had a conversation. St. Rita knew how to converse with him, and made him humble and given to the service of God. The two of them lived with so much love and charity that all marveled at their patience, living together for about 18 years. At that time, she lived with much prayer and devotion to the Virgin Mary, St. John the Baptist, St. Augustine of Hippo, and St. Nicholas of Tolentino. She fasted on all the vigils of the Virgin's feasts on bread and water, gave many alms to the poor, visited the sick, and pleased her husband in everything. St. Rita of Cascia had two sons and raised them in the fear of God, teaching them good manners. She forgave the murderers of her husband and did her effort to teach her children to forgive them. But she, seeing that her children were willing to avenge the death of their father, she prayed with many prayers to our Lord Jesus Christ, wishing that he would first call them before seeing them take revenge. Her prayers were heard, and in less than a year, her two children died, one after the other, of an illness. St. Rita is called the Saint of the Impossible because God has done humanly impossible miracles through her intercession. She loved her children with true motherly love, but she loved God more and preferred to see them dead in heaven than alive being murderers and vengeful. St. Rita was a model for the religious of all orders, as she knew how to offer herself as a victim for the salvation of others. Her spiritual motherhood continues to live on, helping and interceding for all who invoke her throughout the world. She is an exemplary woman, the saint of silence, the saint of forgiveness, the saint of peace, the advocate of the impossible. On February 10, 1982, on the sixth centenary of her birth, Pope St. John Paul II sent a letter to the Archbishop of Spoleto and Bishop of Norcia, in which he says, "Why is Rita a saint? Not so much because of the fame of the wonders that popular devotion attributes to the efficacy of her intercession before Almighty God, but because of the wonderful normality of the existence lived by her, first as a wife and mother, and later as a widow and Augustinian religious." In the year 2000, when the 100th anniversary of her canonization was celebrated, the mortal remains of St. Rita of Cascia were brought on May 19th and 20th before the Pope. Her remains were in St. Peter's Square before 70,000 people, and the Pope said, "Among us there is an illustrious pilgrim who from heaven joins our prayer. She is St. Rita of Cascia, whose mortal remains, transported to Rome by the Italian police, accompany the crowd of devotees who invoke her with affectionate familiarity and confidently reveal the problems and anguish that afflict their hearts. It is as if the sanctuary of Cascia had today been moved to St. Peter's Square, and you have come from all over the world to venerate her." Today, 100 years after her canonization, I am pleased to propose her again as a sign of hope to families. Dear Christian families, imitating her example, may you also find in your adherence to Christ the strength to fulfill your mission at the service of the civilization of love. To each one of you, dear devotees and pilgrims, St. Rita gives you her rose. By receiving it spiritually, commit yourselves to live as witnesses of a hope that does not disappoint and as messengers of life that conquers death. The Pope proposes her as a sign of hope for families in trouble. She knew how to overcome great difficulties and endure great sufferings, but God exalted her, setting her as a model and doing great miracles through her intercession. Father Trappe, ex-general of the Augustinian Order, says, "Rita is not a saint who has written books of high spirituality or founded works of charity to which her name was linked. And yet, this saint of silence and apparent inactivity, who spent 40 years in the monastery, this saint, who, humanly speaking, had nothing attractive, is loved by the people who feel close to her and trust her intercession." She is the saint of silence, the one who knew how to share with Jesus the sufferings of his passion, offering herself as a victim for the salvation of others, and carrying a thorn from his crown for 15 years. She knew how to forgive the murderers of her husband, as Christ taught us. She always looked for peace and unity among all. She teaches us to always trust God, whatever happens, and to know how to say with the psalmist, "Even if I pass through a valley of darkness, I will fear no evil, because you, my God, are with me." And she invites us to always listen to the words of Jesus to Jairus, words that Jesus also says to each of us in the difficult moments of life, "Do not be afraid, just trust me." Saint Rita of Cascia, a simple saint, who passed through the states of daughter, mother, wife, widow, and religious, is a good example, especially for women in any of those states. But she is also for every Christian who wants to live his Christian life fully, with a total dedication to the service of God and of others. She gave everything to God. What are you capable of giving to God? One of the most reliable witnesses of the presence of St. Rita of Cascia among us was Blessed Maria Teresa Fasce, who lived from 1881 to 1947, who was beatified in 1997. She was abbess of the monastery of St. Rita of Cascia for 26 years. Her body was also found intact in 1963. She also had her thorn from the Passion of Christ, as she endured for 30 years a breast cancer that she called her treasure. Her body, like St. Rita of Cascia, occasionally emits a mysterious scent. Blessed Teresa, in her letters of 1907, mentions that the body of St. Rita exhaled a supernatural aroma to manifest her presence. She built the current Great Basilica in honor of St. Rita of Cascia. In 1937, she laid the first stone, and wanting to decide which of the three companies interested in construction was the most suitable, one day she told Sister Rosato, "Go before the tomb of St. Rita of Cascia and pray. Then draw one of these three names randomly." The Provera Carassi Company came out. However, some religious doubted this. Then, the mother sent another very virtuous nun to pray to the cell where St. Rita of Cascia had died, and while the nun was praying, the cell was filled with an intense aroma that everyone could perceive. Again, the three pieces of paper with their respective construction companies were drawn, and again, the company Provera Carassi came out. With this, they were assured that St. Rita of Cascia wanted that company. A general, resident of Rome, said that during the Second World War, his son was taken prisoner, and for several months, they did not know anything about him. He wrote to Mother Teresa Fasci, and she replied with a letter in which she said, "While we were praying for your son, we have smelled the aroma, which is a sign that St. Rita of Cascia will certainly grant him grace." So it was, after 2 months, the son of the general returned home safe and healthy. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.